It's the magic talking, Ponder managed, grabbing one arm. You don't want to blow the Arch-Chancellor to little pieces, Dean.
Yes, I damn well do.
Excuse me. I don't wish to intrude.
Mrs. Whitlow's head appeared at the hatchway.
What is it, Mrs. Whitlow?
Yelled Ponder, as a blast from the Dean's hand sizzled over his head.
I know you are engaged on university business, but should there be all these cracks? The water is coming in.
Ponder looked down. The deck creaked under his feet.
We're sinking, he said. You stupid old...
He bit down on the words.
The boat is cracking up as fast as we are. Look, it's going yellow.
The green was leaching from the deck like sunlight from a stormy sky.
It's his fault,
the Dean screamed. Ponder raced to the side. There were crackling noises all around him. The important thing was to settle his mind and be calm and possibly think of nice things like blue skies and kittens, preferably ones which weren't about to drown.
Listen, he said, if we don't sink our differences, they'll sink us, understand? The boat's ripening or something, and we're a long way from land. Do you understand? And there could be sharks down there.
He looked down. He looked up.
There's sharks down there, he shouted.
The boat tilted as the wizards joined him.
Are there sharks, do you think?
Said Ridcully.
Could be tuna, said the Dean.
Behind them, the remains of the sail fell away.
How can you reliably tell the difference? Said the senior wrangler.
You could count their teeth on the way down, sighed Ponder.
But at least no one was throwing magic around anymore. You could take the wizards out of Unseen University, but you couldn't take the university out of the wizards. The boat listed still further as Mrs. Whitlow looked over the side.
What happens if we fall in the water? She said.
We must devise a plan, said Ridcully. Dean, form a working party to consider our survival in unknown, shark-infested waters, will you?
Should we swim for the shore? Said Mrs. Whitlow. I was good at swimming as a girl.
Ridcully gave her a warm smile.
All in good time, Mrs. Whitlow, he said, but your suggestion has been taken aboard.
It's going to be the only thing that is in a minute, said Ponder.
And what exactly will your role be, Arch-Chancellor?
The Dean snarled.
I have defined your objectives, said Ridcully. It is up to you to consider the options. In that case, said the Dean, I move that we abandon ship.
What for? Said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. The sharks?
That is a secondary problem, said the Dean.
That's right, said Ponder. We can always vote to abandon shark.
The ship lurched suddenly. The senior wrangler struck a heroic pose.
I will save you, Mrs. Whitlow,
he cried and swept her off her feet, or at least made the effort. But the senior wrangler was lightly built for a wizard, and Mrs. Whitlow was a fine figure of a woman, and furthermore, the wizard's grip was limited by the fact that there were very few areas of Mrs. Whitlow that he dared actually touch. He did his best with some outlying regions and managed to lift her slightly. All this did was transfer the entire weight of wizard and housekeeper to the senior wrangler's quite small feet, which went through the deck like a steel bar. The boat, dry as tinder now, soft as wood punk, fell apart very gently. The water was extremely cold. Spray filled the air as they struggled. A piece of wreckage hit Ponder on the head and pushed him under, into a blue world where his ears went gloing, gloing. When he struggled to the surface again, this noise turned out to be an argument. Once again, the sheer magic of Unseen University triumphed. When treading water in a circle of sharks, a wizard will always consider other wizards to be the most immediate danger.
Don't blame me. He was... Well, I think he was asleep.
You think?
He was a mattress, a red one. He's the only librarian we've got. How could you be so thoughtless?
Shouted Ridcully. He took a deep breath and dived.
Abandon sea, shouted the bursar cheerfully.
Ponder shuddered as something big and black and streamlined rose out of the water in front of him. It sank back into the foam and flopped over. Other shapes were bobbing to the surface all around the frantically treading wizards. The Dean tapped one.
Well, these sharks don't seem anything like as dangerous as I expected, he said.
They're the seeds out of the boat, said Ponder. Get on top of them quickly.
He was sure that something had brushed his leg. In those circumstances, a man finds unexpected agility. Even the Dean managed to get aboard after a revolving foamy period when man and seed fought for supremacy.